haven't done this for a while, so you might have to bear with me a little bit. But anyway, that story's amazing. I mean, especially how it ends with, like, King Hezekiah's life being extended by 15 years, and the way that God shows him, he lets him pick. There's a sundial in the floor, and he says, you know, which way do you want the sundial to go to show that I'm going to do this thing for you? And he said, oh, send it backwards. It's easy for it to go forwards. So as a result, God sends the sundial backwards, and then Hezekiah obviously believes that God is going to heal him. So it's incredible miracles that happen during that story. But one of the phrases that stands out about this amazing king and his story, much like the other good kings in Israel, is this phrase. It says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. That's 2 Kings 8, verse 3. And as a result of King Hezekiah's God-fearing mother, wait there, Pete's going to take a picture. I've always wanted to do this. Make sure it's that one, all right? as a result of Hezekiah's God-fearing mother, any God-fearing mothers in this house? Yeah? Hands up. Come on. God-fearing, yeah. In fact, all the women in here should put their hands up, really, because in some way, spiritually, like, we'd love for you to mother our children, you know? And we can see the results that you can have. But yeah, back to the point. As a result of Hezekiah's God-fearing mother, she chose to raise him in the footsteps of David, King David, one of Hezekiah's forefathers, in the way of the Lord, and not in the wicked ways of his actual biological father, King Ahaz. So as a result, King Hezekiah will have grown into a man that will have known that God's eye was upon him. However, he would also have known this, that if he would just obey God and follow him and walk in the ways by which he's raised, that God wouldn't only be watching him, but that God would be with him. And as a result, raise him up to be a great king and have victory over many enemies. But how did he do this? How can we do this? How can we have God with us and do what is right in the sight of the Lord? If we go to 2 Kings 18, 6 to 7, this is talking about King Hezekiah's reign as king. It says, "For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him." It's interesting because this little passage here just kind of reminded me of Gerard's talk. I don't know if it was anyone here last week. Yeah, good talk, powerful, right? Super powerful talk. What an amazing couple and what an amazing man of God. And you get that sense that they've been through it. They've suffered, like, you know, I don't have to repeat, but losing, you know, children successively and all the rest of it, but still remaining faithful, still blessed. And as a result, being able to bless so many, many lives, not just here in the UK, but even abroad in America and wherever they go, really, they just exude this blessing of God. And it all comes from them holding out. Not giving up, but just holding out and holding on to Jesus. I loved when Jared was talking about how he wanted to use his life with everything that he had to bring glory to God. With everything that he had. Bringing glory to this God that has saved us from the power of sin and death. And that he's tasted a bit of that and wants to point everyone towards him. And what it is that ultimately Gerard and King Hezekiah are like, they've found this gem with walking with God, in a sense that the gem is to bring God the glory in everything that they do. Again, if you look at King David, wanting only again to bring glory to God, valuing his walk above anything. And I'm sure we've heard this time and time again, but David was considered a man after God's own heart. And so it's really for us to be encouraged today, you know, by the likes of King Hezekiah, King David, Gerard, even Abby, Hezekiah's mother, that despite the context of our lives, despite what the challenges that we face in life, despite the traditions that we may have put upon us, that we can say no. We can just follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to listen to his voice and his alone. I'm going to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. So I just wondered if we could just stand, if you're able to stand, and pray for the person next to you, just to be encouraged in doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord, just to encourage their walk, just before we get into another song from Drew.